Hi, everybody. This is Scott Saad. In between all of the media appearances that I am doing to promote The Parasitic Mind, I thought I would take a minute or two to weigh in on yesterday's presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. So this is what I wrote yesterday night on my social media. So I'll read it and then I'll add some comments. I truly think that both candidates are coming across as less than ideal, albeit for different reasons. Donald Trump seems angry and indignant in ways that are unbecoming. Many people will be turned off by this. Joe Biden comes across as an empty, vacuous avocado. If Trump were to better modulate his nonverbal cues, and I should add, in some cases, his verbal cues, as per his constant interruptions, he would come across as more dignified and approachable. As it stands, it's angry bully versus avocado brain. Well, so let me build on that. I'm not suggesting that Trump is, you know, a quote presidential person, right? He's not someone who has ever been truly dignified. He's a brawler. And he was elected in part because he's the outsider who is authentic, who's a brawler. But I think yesterday had a different timbre to it. From the moment that he stepped out on the platform, he was seething with anger. He was spewing both through his, you know, his verbal enunciations, but also through his nonverbal, you know, the way he was looking at Joe Biden, the way he was looking at the moderator. He was spewing venom. Now, whether it is justified or not is not the point. Many people use fast and frugal cues to decide whether they like someone or not. So think about the millions of independents who are looking at this debate to make them sway one way or the other. If they watch that debate, very few are likely to have come away saying, gee, I like Trump. And again, I understand that it's not a popularity contest in the sense of, you know, you have to like someone to want them to be your leader, to want them to be someone who gets things done on your behalf, who fights on your behalf. I get all that. But again, as I explain in The Parasitic Mind, people use peripheral cues often to make judgments because peripheral cues are fast and frugal. In other words, they don't take a lot of cognitive effort to arrive at a conclusion. Now, in some cases, peripheral cues are great to use. In other cases, you should be using substantive cues, right? You should be looking at, here are the 10 issues that matter most to me, and how do each of these two candidates weigh on these issues? Or you know, how are they, what's their position on these issues? But most people don't actually engage in such an effortful cognitive process. They use peripheral cues. Does he look presidential? Is he trustworthy? This is why we have politicians walking around with babies during election season, because, oh, that makes him or her look parental and caring and nurturing, right? So remember, Machiavellianism is an integral part of being a good politician. So if I were advising Trump, I would be telling him, look, you just have to show up, be charming, be combative, but in your trolling ways, right? When you call Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, well, there is a unique humor to doing that that many people find refreshing in politics. But yesterday he was angry. He was anything but dignified, and that doesn't play well. Now, in the case of Joe Biden, the expectations were set so low that, you know, anything short of him starting to speak in tongues and, you know, utter gibberish would have been exceeding those expectations, right? In consumer behavior, there's this idea that, you know, part of how well a consumer views an experience is whether it exceeds or falls short, you know, lower than his or her expectations. So by managing expectations, you have an ability to manage how the consumer views that particular service or product, right? Well, to the extent that Joe Biden exceeded expectations, right? He didn't make incredible gaffes. He didn't start drooling on himself and, you know, take his own feces and use it as, you know, war cosmetics. He didn't think his wife was his brother and so on. he comes out the winner. So Trump appears as though he is a, you know, bully. And the other guy looks like, well, you know, hey, he could carry two sentences together, so he must be okay. So I have to say that if I, as an impartial person living in Canada with no dog in this fight, I think that it would be difficult to argue that round one has not gone to Joe Biden. Which brings me to the next point. Being able to be open to feedback is something that any smart person should be able to do, any humble person should be able to do, because we learn from feedback, right? If for example, I am so narcissistic that any feedback you gave me is going to be discounted, oh, what is this idiot saying? I'm going to keep doing what I've always done. That's not a good thing. And I've interacted with such people in my professional and personal life, and they're not pleasant people. Now, I hate to say this, but I think that Trump is exactly that person. So undoubtedly, he's going to have close people within his entourage who are going to be telling him something along the line of what I just said, but he's going to discount them. Shut up. I will do as I want. I am who I am. And that's, I think, going to be one of the personal traits that might bring Trump down. Remember, save this clip, because the ability to be humble enough to receive valuable feedback is the mark of a truly enlightened person, right? If you're unable to do that, then you keep committing the same errors. Just take, for example, as an author, when I submit my manuscript to my publishing house, I can either say, there's not a single word in this manuscript that I'm going to change because I am Gadsad and everything in this book is perfect. Or I could come with the humility that says, well, you know, if hopefully you've got some valuable feedback, I'm open to listening to it. And so you can't be a good author or a good scientist without ever listening to feedback. Think about the peer review process. In the peer review process, your scientific paper is being put through the ringer. And if you discount all of the reviewers' comments and feedback, you're not going to get very far as an academic. So part of being a good thinker is to know what you know, what you don't know, know which feedback to listen to. And I think that based on yesterday's performance, Trump might not be able to have the necessary self-insight and humility to listen to the feedback. What Trump needs to do is calm down, appear more friendly. I'm not saying he shouldn't be combative, but appear more friendly, not appear so unhinged and venomous. And it's about the management of perceptions. And the reality is, based on yesterday's perceptions, he lost that fight. Have a good day, everybody. Cheers.